إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, on the subject of earning assets, we were talking about yesterday. I remind myself and you that this is a month of earning assets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a whole month in which the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards completely changes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reward of 70 fara'id, 70 times the reward of fard for every fard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reward of a fard for a nafil action of worship and others. So for example, praying Salatul Fajr in the masjid, normally if you pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, it is 27 times the reward of praying the same salah at home. But in Ramadan, it is 27 times multiplied by 70. Same salat. There's nothing has changed. Same place, same masjid, same salah. But if you come home, if you come to the masjid from your home and you pray, then 27 times you get anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that by 70. Similarly, any action of charity, whatever you give, gets multiplied. You pay, you give 100 rupees, multiply that by 70 in terms of reward in the month of Ramadan. So that's 100 rupees is equal to 7,000. So earning assets, the issue of earning. Second thing to understand also about earning assets is that it's the grace and magnitude and magnificence and generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the donor, I'm talking about in cases of where money and so on is being donated. Not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the donor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards all those involved in that action. For example, if somebody gives money, if Maulana gives me money and says, go and give it to so-and-so, so all I did, it's not my money, it's his money. All I did was take it from him and give it to somebody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the same reward to me for doing this work. He will get the reward obviously because it is his money. But just for conveying it, just for taking it and giving it to somebody, that person also gets the reward. So those who work in organizations which are doing charitable work and so on and so forth, alhamdulillah, even though they may not be the donors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them equal to that of the donors for the effort that they put into making that whole thing happen. Earning assets is not only restricted to money, that's the first example, but it's also restricted to all forms of goodness. For example, teaching is an earning asset. You give whatever knowledge that Allah has given you. And this refers to, this applies not only to the knowledge of Islam, obviously it applies to the knowledge of Islam, but in addition to that, any beneficial knowledge, anything that is good for anyone, human or non-human, all this beneficial knowledge, all this teaching is an earning asset. As long as the effect of that teaching continues, generation after generation, people learn from one to the other to the other, the people who are finally practicing that may not even know where it started from. But this continues to earn hasanat and goodness for them. And obviously, in matters like this, one has to be careful because the same thing applies also in the opposite direction, which is anyone who starts something evil. And that is the reason why it is so important to be careful about bid'ah. Because every single bid'ah in the world starts with a good intention. Everything, every single evil in the world, every shirk starts with a good intention. Please understand this very clearly. The people who made Isa alayhi salam the son of God did not do that to insult Isa alayhi salam. They did that to honor Isa alayhi salam. They said, no, somebody so fantastic cannot be human. Has to be more than human. So eventually they made him son of God. Now that major shirk, anyone who believes that is not in Islam. But started with what? Good intention. Wanting to honor the Nabi. Right? Now I'm not going to make a list of the stuff. We have enough of our own. But the point is that just because you have a good intention, this is a big problem with a lot of people. This is our niyat achhi hai. Niyat achhi hai to kya hota? अमल भी शरीयत के तहत होना चाहिए, शरीयत के उसूल के अंदर अमल होना ज़रूरी है. इट्स नॉट ओनली इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉर दी नीयत, नीयत हैज़ टू बी गुड ऑब्वियसली, इखलास नीयत इज़ वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, बट दी एक्शन इट्सेल्फ हैज़ टू बी विद इन दी फ्रेमवर्क ऑफ द शरिया. इफ़ द एक्शन नीयत इज़ गुड बट द एक्शन इज़ आउटसाइड द फ्रेमवर्क ऑफ शरिया, देन दैट एक्शन creates evil, it is not an accepted action, even though your niyat was good. The action is not only not accepted, but if that's an action which is propagated, for example, as I said, like, you know, starting some custom, this custom, that custom, and we are full of these, especially birth and death and marriages. These are three items under which, or three headings under which we have all kinds of, fuzul customs, all sorts of things. All of these are evil customs which we must leave. So in terms of earning assets, think about that also. It's earning assets of both kinds. You have good assets and bad assets. You don't want bad assets. You do not want bad assets. I want to talk about another aspect of earning assets, which also has to do with the kind of effort you put in terms of your education, your influence in society, and so on and so forth, also to help some good things to happen. All of this comes into it. Not only money or only teaching directly, knowledge and so on. Those who help institutions to be established, those who help good things to happen, all of these are earning assets. When you're talking about earning assets, the thought that comes to mind is to think about probably the most valuable earning asset, wallahu alam, in the world. And that is the establishment of Masjid An-Nabawi al-Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into Medina. His camel Qaswa is moving. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mounted on the camel. People are trying to hold the guide rope of the camel and draw the camel towards their houses. Ya Rasulullah, please come and stay with me. Ya Rasulullah, come and stay with me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave her alone. Do not try to take her here and there. He said, hiya ma'mura, she is under control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling her. So leave her alone. So they left the guide rope of the camel. She came and stopped in front of the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to stay with Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu. And then the first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was to establish a masjid. Now when they looked for a piece of land to build the masjid, there was a piece of land, empty land, which belonged to two orphans. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, and he said, will you sell this land? And they agreed. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu bought that piece of land for Masjid An-Nabawi al-Sharif. Now think about this. First of all, those two orphans, they could have refused. Right? I mean, they could have said, Ya Rasulullah, we have some other use for it, whoever. They didn't do that. So their own intention of giving this land for Masjid An-Nabawi. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu buys this land. And as they say, the rest is history. Now think about that. How many millions of people, not just thousands, how many millions of people have prayed in that masjid, and how many millions will pray until the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to end this world? The reward of the salah, the reward of the itikaf, the reward of reading Quran, all of this goes to one man. Who is that? Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. And also those two of us, I mean, there is their land. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu gets the reward of all of this, and will continue, that earning asset will continue to yield results for him until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the day. And more than all of these rewards, more than all of these rewards, till the day of judgment, till the last man and woman pray in that masjid, or more than all those rewards, more than the cumulative reward of all those rewards, is the reward of the salah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah? Who is going to estimate the reward of the salah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The sujood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same place,
the reward of the sajda of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. What is the value of that one sujood, one sajda? Only Allah knows. Nobody can sit and make a statement about that. But that is the reward. This is the meaning of an earning asset. That is the meaning of an earning asset. Jibreel salam came, wahi came in this masjid. Jibreel salam sat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that masjid. That is the reward of an earning asset. And of course, you also have Allah has given, shown us both sides of the story. Allah also mentioned a person who decided to break down a house of Allah, to destroy a house of Allah, to shut down a house of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam tara kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given many examples of many things. Why this one? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that the masjid is the house of Allah. And He is the owner. Go and try and break down somebody's house. Which owner is there who has so little ghira that he will simply stand there and say, okay, it doesn't matter, break it. कोई है इतना बेगैरत कि उसके घर को तो कोई बंद करने को आए, घर को तोड़ने को आए, आदमी खड़ा होकर देखता रहेगा. नो मैटर हाउ पुअर, कितना भी कमज़ोर होगा, माजूर होगा, जो भी होगा, कुछ तो करेगा बेचारा. अल्लाह सुभान व तआला जल्ल जलालहू, हु इज गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट व्हाट इज द खुदरत एंड पावर ऑफ अल्लाह. दैट्स व्हाई अल्लाह सुभान व तआला शोड दिस, अलम तरा कैफा फअल रब्बुका बि असहाबिल फील. Allah said, did you see what happened to those people? It's not only one person. It was the king of Yemen, Abraha, who came with his army, came with elephants. And we know the incident of the seerah. The grandfather of Rasulullah, Abdul Muttalib, they stole his camels, so he went to meet the king to get back his camels. And Abdul Muttalib was a very imposing man. He was, physically. He was very handsome, he was tall, and imagine, he was a big turban on his head and so on and so forth. He looked like a king. So when he went there, Abraha was very impressed with him. And he came down from his throne, he sat with him and so on. And he said, oh, this is the Sheikh of the Arabs, he is here. So he asked him, tell me, what can I do for you? He said, I came for my camels. So Abraha said, I am disappointed. He said, I am very disappointed. When I saw you, I thought that you are a great man and so on and so forth, and you have come with some proposal that we can talk about. I am here to destroy this house of Allah that you have got. And you are worried about your camels? Abdul Muttalib said, I am the Rabb of the camels. So I am concerned about my camels. He said, the Rabb of the house will look after his house. He said, that's his problem, that's not my problem. The Rabb of the house will look after his house. Give me my camels, I'm gone. So Abraha said, okay, take your camels, go away. He took his camels and went away. He took the key of the Kaaba and put it there and said, this is your house, look after it. Khalas. He told the people, we can't fight these people, so let us leave. No point in getting killed unnecessarily, go into the hills. And as they say, the rest is history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Abraha to be remembered until the day of judgment by the way he was destroyed. Different people are remembered for different things. Abraha is remembered for what? By the way he was destroyed. By the way his army was destroyed. And it is the shana my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his khudrat. Allah did not send Jibreel alayhi salam to destroy Abraha. Not worth that. Not worth it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends little swallows, swifts, little birds. Not even an eagle. You don't To be killed by a powerful enemy is honor. To be killed by a powerful enemy is honor. To be killed by an insignificant small thing is disgrace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him by something so simple and so insignificant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us both examples. You want to build the house of Allah? You have the example of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. You want to shut down a house of Allah and destroy a house of Allah? You have the example of Abraha. Same house, same Rabb. The Rabb of the Kaaba is the Rabb of every masjid on the face of the earth. And a masjid does not have to be a huge building and does not have to have a dome and does not have to have a minar and does not have to have adhan from the mic or no. A masjid is a piece of ground that is dedicated for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. As long as that place is used for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the masjid of Allah. And then it becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's responsibility to protect it. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards those who serve it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes and destroys those who try to shut it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be those who build earning assets. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable those earning assets to earn for us long after we are gone. Because we know the hadith related to Sadaqatul Jariyah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all a person's actions end with his death, except three. Except three. Pious children which he brought up who make dua for him. Any action of Sadaqatul Jariyah, which means any money he spent in order to do something good, which is masajid and schools and madaris and hospitals and whatever. Anything like this, which is for general benefit. And the third is any knowledge that the person had, which he imparted, and this continues. Other than these three, nothing else. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to create earning assets for ourselves, and we ask Allah to protect them and to allow those earning assets to continue to earn for us long after we are gone, because believe me, we all need this. We all need it very, very, very badly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and grace and forgiveness. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.